I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 50,000 people are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in the U.S. each year, and about 1 million people have this disease. To talk about new research and information related to Parkinson's disease is Dr. Vanessa Henson. She's a professor of neurology and the director of the Movement Disorders Program at MUSC. Dr. Henson, tell us briefly about Parkinson's disease.
As you point out, Bobby, it's very, very common. And the scary thing is that it's estimated that by the year 2030, the prevalence of Parkinson's disease is going to double worldwide, and we'll probably have about 9 to 10 million people living with the disorder. The disorder affects people in many ways. People suffer from slowness of movement, stiffness, tremulous movements, but it can also affect their thinking process and mood.
What new information has emerged regarding Parkinson's disease?
Here's the good news. Over the last few years, we've been able to discover more of the underlying problems at the brain level that actually lead to people developing Parkinson's disease. And these new understandings have led to new emerging therapies that are now available in clinical trial to people living with this disorder.
And can you explain the new concept?
So here's the key concept. We now understand that Parkinson's disease actually starts brewing inside of the body 10 to 15 years before people develop the typical motor symptoms of tremor and stiffness. That means that we can detect an abnormal protein that's called alpha-synuclein, which folds up in a manner that it gets sticky and destroys brain cells and other cells in the body and leads to Parkinson's disease.
And what research is going on now that is built upon this new concept you're talking about?
Researchers have now developed a vaccine-based approach to attack this particular protein. There's two ways of doing this. One is called active immunization. That means you go in and would have, inside of a clinical research trial, a vaccine done like the flu vaccine, right? You're getting a shot into your muscle, and then your body makes antibodies against this particular protein. But what we're even more excited about is something called passive immunization, where we're actually already giving you a pre-made antibody that we know is very, very specific and attacks the alpha-synuclein protein and will be able to remove it from the body. And this is what we're doing now in clinical trials that are going on here in South Carolina.
And where might this research be headed next? What's the time frame? What might happen next?
So in about a year from now, we will know what dose is the perfect dose that does not cause side effects and hopefully clears the protein out. At that point, we will extend this trial to many, many more centers throughout the country. Right now, in this first phase, we will expose about 300 people with Parkinson's to the compound, and in the next phase, it will be many more, and at exactly precisely the dose that we learned from the first trial that will be effective.
Dr. Henson, what resources exist for people and patients to know what's going on throughout the state and throughout the country related to Parkinson's research?
First of all, I would recommend that anybody who has Parkinson's disease should be seeing a movement disorder specialist so they can be told what is new and what is specifically appropriate for them in terms of research. Another great opportunity would be to be engaged with a local Parkinson's support group, and there are many in the state of South Carolina that take great care of patients and hook them up with available resources.
Dr. Henson, thanks for providing this update about Parkinson's disease and research.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.